The Hearst Case Scenario by Tim Cockey. For Julia C. Strom, if I can locate any more love, it's yours. Chapter 1. Apparently, I was the first person Shrimp Martin called after Lucy Taylor shot him. It was a Saturday afternoon, early June. The sun was high and I was low. I had a wicked toothache and I had just gotten off the phone with a guy named Roger who was taking my regular dentist's calls while my regular dentist was away at his vacation house in Jackson Hole. Poor guy. Roger sounded gung-ho to see me. He was going to fit me in that afternoon between a root canal and an extraction. Well, good for Roger. Me, I had no gung-ho at all, just the sore tooth. Just before we hung up, Roger had asked me quite earnestly how my gums were. I didn't know how to answer that question. I was still pondering it when the phone rang. Sewell and Sons. The voice on the other end was raspy and hoarse, like someone whispering and gargling with glass at the same time. Who's this? It rasped. Excuse me? The voice croaked again. Who's this? You called me, I pointed out. Sewell and Sons Family Funeral Home. Now, your turn. There was a pause. I leaned back even farther in my chair and recrossed my legs, which were up on my desk. Lately, that's where they had been spending a lot of their time, up on my desk. Not a lot of people were dying these days. My aunt and I were suffering a beginning of summer drought. Currently, we had only one customer on ice, down in the basement. Mrs. Rittenhouse from around the corner, Shakespeare Street. Her next of kin was due by any minute to drop off a dress for the viewing, a fact that was about to make this phone call all the more interesting.